DTY, KO4HKX.
Hey, Patrick, how's it going?
Pretty good, Daniel. Good to hear from you today.
Where's that today?
I am over off of Cedar Lane Road at the moment.
So where that's at?
It runs parallel to Whitehorse over in the Berea area.
That's cool. How's it going out there?
Not too bad. How about yourself? Did you have a good trip home yesterday?
Pretty bad. Made it home in a pretty decent time, so not too bad. But how's business going?
Today it's been pretty good.
So are you going to take Friday off or will you still work?
I am taking Friday off.
Any special plans?
Not really. Probably going to hang out around the house and play with the radio.
Tell me how the test went.
It went pretty good. I don't know how many I missed. I didn't ask. So, wouldn't worry about that. It's either pass or fail for me. But I took a look at the extra test also, and that one's going to take some studying.
So you don't know how many you missed by then?
No, sir, I did not. I didn't ask.
Pretty prepared, or do you have any freak-out moments?
No freak-out moments, but I did feel like it was rushed a little bit. I wish I would have took a little bit more time, but I passed it.
Just rushing yourself, or did you just feel rushed because they were trying to get people out, or what?
No, just me. I felt rushed on myself, but I didn't want to wait another month either, so that was kind of my options.
Your first extra test, most everybody does. AK4 FM, Rob, and I'm mobile in Gaffney. I'm sorry, mobile in Greenville now.
Hey, Rob. Well, I took my general test and passed it and decided I would take a look at the general. I didn't figure I would pass it, but I was right. There was no way I was ready for that test.
A good week on the extra, and thought I'd march in there and get it just like I did my general. I aced my general, and I took my first extra, and then I thought, oh, you missed three too many, and go on and study some more.
That's definite. I'm going to have to do some more studying on it.
I have six questions.
Can I heard there?
I missed by 12 points, which would have been six questions. And, you know, that was a while ago. So maybe one day, if I ever feel like it, I'll study for it again. And I was there. I was there for the technician in general. And I figured as long as you're here, you might as well try. Because certainly you could sit for all three exams. You know, don't let your $15 go to waste. But, yeah, maybe one day I'll try again.
Try to get my extra here. I'll probably try after the first of the year, after the holidays are over. But that way it'll give me some time to study and get ready for it. And I keep fresh in my mind what I just studied in the general.
It's probably one way to do it. Okay, demolition derby time here. This is the strangest intersection in the world. Yeah, that's, you know, and like I said, if you had more than one exam to go for, I would do a bunch at the same time. But yeah, while it's still fresh in your mind.
I'm just going to go take my extra if I get ready for it after the first of the year, because I got my tech in general already now, so just waiting on the official call for my general. So I played around a little bit on HF this weekend. I talked to a couple guys local here, but nothing big.
Put up another HF antenna, even if it's just another spool of wire run between two utility poles, which is all it ever was the first time.
But it USA 73s, Glenn, Rob, Daniel. Good talking to y'all. I'm at my next stop, so I'm going to hop out of here for a little bit. KO4 HKX, and I'm clear. 73s.
Thanks, Patrick. Talk to you later.
I need to step out of here myself. I don't know what it is, but the signal over here, I'm over on Pelham Road, and I'm getting a lot of faint feet nowhere. I don't know where it's coming from. So I'm going to clear out. AK4 FM.
Gee, I guess there's no one else. All right, I'll be clear as well. I'm arriving at my second stop here anyway. 73, y'all take care.
4ULP, Kilo Oscar, 4 Uniform, Maya Papa, and monitoring.
K2SST, good afternoon.
PNG. Yeah, I want to say Travis. What was your name again? We spoke a couple of days ago.
OP, my name is Alexander.
Right. How did I get Travis out of that? See, when you get old, the brain don't work too good. Like not knowing I got to take a left here instead of a right. But, yeah, all right, we spoke a couple of days ago. This is KZ2VNG, Glenn. It was just within the past couple of days. You had just gotten your technical license, and you were going back for general, or you didn't know yet?
I haven't really started studying for general yet, so I'm not going back. Maybe in the spring I'll get my general, but I did take a practice test today and score 34% without studying for my general, so I thought that was pretty good without even studying for general.
You know, that's not bad. You know, it's a pass-fail thing anyway. It doesn't... You know, you either pass or you don't, so... So not until the spring, maybe. I don't know how often they do exams.
I did it online, so... And I got it for free online because it was free for youth, minors, first responders, military, and ex-military. So, you know, I was like, okay, I can get it for free. So I did it online.
I didn't know there was an online exam. And, okay, well, if they do that for other exam classes, I'll have to remember that. Or maybe they don't.
For all of them, for technician, general, and extra.
Done online. All right, well, that's good. That saved me the trouble of going down to some, where was it anyway? It was in the basement of some firehouse. Some, like, civil defense bomb shelter that had been there from the 1950s. That was the, where they did the exams for, I guess, whatever club it was associated with. But, and I think I said this before, I figured as long as I'm here, do all three of them. So, you know, I got the first two, didn't get the extra class, but, you know, okay, that's fine.
I'm a technician. I'm planning to do my general about the spring, then possibly they're starting an in-person class. So I might take the in-person class for the extra, and then hopefully by this time of year, I hope to be an extra class license.
Ambitious, but if you're that enthusiastic, say, you know, definitely go for it. You know, it's rare, Alex, to meet young people nowadays who, all right, I'm 60 years old, I get to say that. It's rare for young people nowadays to have that kind of drive and determination. You know, especially about something that's basically only ever going to be a hobby.
Like the ham radio, and I want to go further in it. I don't know if that'll actually be reality, but I more take my time to study. It took me about 4 months just to get my technician, so hopefully it'll probably take me about 4 months again to get my general. I don't know.
Said too, the difficulty level increases very sharply. It goes from easy to not so difficult to quite difficult. So that's probably why I more or less stopped where I am at for the time being.
Well, I'm planning to take the in-person class for the extra, so that way, you know, I can have a ham radio, you know, teacher. They said they do, like, hands-on and everything. So I talked to a guy on the radio that to help in those classes. And, you know, probably end up doing that.
Force code class. I mean, something that really no longer required by any of the exam operating classes, but, you know, very useful to know.
I'd like to learn CW, maybe after I finish my extra general, I'll sit down and also learn CW, and that way, you know, I can pretty much do everything in the ham radio world.
CW is useful because it, you know, you can send Morse code basically with no equipment. You know, do you have a flashlight? Or do you have a pipe you can bang on another pipe? and, you know, it works very well for radio. It's got the best propagation because it's got pretty much almost zero bandwidth. You can work the entire world on 10 or 20 watts.
KO4NUE.
Yes, Chad, I'm on.
Come by, say hello, sir. And, good afternoon to you. Hang on, I got somebody here who wants to say hello to.
4ULP, KO4RYP. Hope you're doing well, Alexander.
Alright, KO4ULP. If I'm recognizing the voice, is the name Anna?
I'm sorry, I just said that. This is Anna, so it's good to hear you on the radio.
Pretty sure that it was you on. You know, I wasn't certain. You know, I'm learning to recognize the voices more as I'm on the radio more.
But I recognize voices sometimes easier and remember them more than call signs. So it's always a little difficult for me to remember everybody's call sign, but I'll recognize voices for sure.
Trying to keep the logbook so, you know, that way I can use the match up the name with the voice and the call sign. So that's one of the reasons why I keep the logbook.
That's a good plan. All right, Alexander, just wanted to say, hey, this is KO4RYP. I'm clear.
I'm clear, Alexander. Didn't mean to interrupt your fellow's conversation. 73, have a wonderful day, sir.
John, have a good rest of your day.
Code program. There's one on the computer that's very good. Just learn morsecode.com, and you can move at your own pace. If you're looking for a program, that's one I think is pretty good.
You know, it's useful for so many things. As I was telling Alex, if I have a pot and a pan to bang together, I can send Morse code. Or I could use those. In fact, the Navy and ground aviators, I think, still use signal lights for times when you've got no radio or you don't want the enemy to eavesdrop. So you send Morse code with signal lights. So real useful for anything.
And here, so if I have your call sign right, is that Ronnie with K2SST also on here?
Morse code. I used Morse code when I first got my license, but I never liked it, so I stayed with voice. But there are people who do not have a microphone because all they do is Morse code.
If there's, you know, if you have major paralysis and there's one fingertip you can get to move, I guess you can still send Morse code.
Andrew, I sent you a card. Did you get it?
Ronnie, I got your card. K2SST. I really like the airplane on the front. Did you, like, fly airplanes, or what was your reason of choosing the airplane for your QSL card?
I flew a plane, but it was a little smaller than that. It was a Piper Cub.
Pilot. So you didn't fly in the commercial thing? You just flew for the hobby?
I only flew flew for a short while. I flew a land plane, flew a seaplane, and then I lost equilibrium. A bubble in your head that tells you when you're vertical, and I would go if I was upside down. I wasn't sure which direction was up, so I had to stop flying before I crashed.
You enjoy flying?
When you get older, if you get up there, and in a commercial flight, you don't notice as much because you're up so high. But in a private plane, you're only up about 2,000 feet. And if you fly over farmland, it looks like a big quilt. And cars look like little spots. Lakes look like puddles of water. And you just want to stay up there. It's so nice.
Get my pilot license, and so would my brother. I think that would be fun.
Ron, I don't know if they still have Civil Air Patrol. I was in the Civil Air Patrol when I was a teenager, and then I went from Civil Air Patrol to actually getting a student pilot's license. So if they still have Civil Air Patrol around, in fact, I think there's a Civil Air Patrol at the Asheville Airport. I think to the right of the Asheville Airport, I think the Civil Air Patrol is there. Be a ways for you to go, but I think it's there.
I'm in.
Ben.
It's a unit of the Air Force. U.S. Air Force Auxiliary Civil Air Patrol. Doesn't say it's defunct, so still out there. Disaster relief, reconnaissance, that sort of thing.
Comment. Air Patrol in that small downtown Greenville airport. A friend of mine's a part of it, and she was telling me about it because we have some kids. But yeah, the little Greenville airport, downtown Greenville, it has a Civil Air Patrol.
If you can get to that one or whatever one you can get to. I don't know what the age is. I think I was about 17 when I got into it, so I don't know what the age is. But it's interesting. You learn a lot of things about service and flying. Well, you know, things related to flying. And later on, you might want to follow through with it, with flying or service or something, but everything in life is a stepping stone.
Sadly, you're in the Silver Air Patrol. You like, what would you do if, you have to have your pilot license to join it, or do you just help out with the airplanes, or what necessarily do you do?
It's like an Air Force unit. And you can learn how to fly. You can learn how to do administrative work. I don't know if they do anything in mechanics. When I was there, it was mostly clerical type stuff, how to march in the unit, like being in regular service. I lived in New Jersey. They had a big explosion at a pier, and a lot of people got killed, and we went as auxiliary patrol to guard areas. We didn't have any ammunition, we were just physically there, and then they had planes flying around to see if they found any bodies or anything. So it's just something else to do. So if you venture into it, I don't know if you can look it up online, which would give you more of an explanation, but I did it years ago, so it's really fuzzy in my mind.
Say, I think I got jammed. Membership in the organization consists of cadets ranging from age 12 to 21 years old, and senior members 18 years old of age and over. So, yeah, you could join now.
Might be fun. I wonder, is it like a volunteer service, so could you like come when you wanted, or do you have to like meet on a certain date, or I don't know.
No, either. I
assume there's some sort of time-specific commitment, you know, as we meet every Friday, and, you know, that sort of thing. I don't know if there's a time commitment as far as how long you have to be a member. That's all I'm reading here. I couldn't tell you very much more. But, yeah, Civil Air Patrol, been around since just before World War II. And it says cadets as young as 12. I don't know what sort of programs they have. But you'll see them sometimes they're involved in things like search and rescue. You know, like a bunch of hikers got lost. So let's get every pair of the eyes. You know, let's pile everyone in the old Cessna and get them up in the air looking. You know, that sort of thing.
Want to look into. I
don't
know if it would work with our schedule too. Yeah, I bet my brother would like that too, so I don't know. I might end up joining, who knows.
Probably go at 6 or 7 or something and stay till 9 or 10. It was so long ago I don't remember exactly, but you go and the meetings would be to enlighten you on different things. So like I said, it's clerical stuff, and I don't know, I don't remember ever doing anything with physically fixing an airplane, but we would go somewhere with a pilot and fly, and that was before I got a license. So, and you get a uniform, and it's nice when you're in a uniform. I had, at that time, they have blue uniforms now, at that time I had a brown uniform. And it was nice to have a uniform and, you know, be a part of something that was useful.
When you were there, do you remember what day of the week that they met on?
I did that in, I guess the 60s. It was a long time ago, so I don't really remember. And what it would be is whatever unit you're with, they would have the specific day that they meet on. So I don't believe they all meet on the same day. They may have, you know, certain days that they meet on, and other places may have different days. But if you get in contact with them, you can find out, you know, currently what is done.
I don't know. That really does sound fun to be involved into. I'm tempted to look into it and maybe possibly ask my parents if I could join.
The thing is transportation. Without a driver's license, somebody's got to get you there. So if they're willing to, it's like being in the Scouts, the Boy Scouts, the Sea Scouts, or any one of those. It's similar to that. So if your parents are willing to take you to the meetings and pick you up, well, then you have a way of being involved.
That looks like it'd be fun. I think I would like to do that. Just, you know, if it works with our schedule and if my parents are willing to let me do that, I think I just might go ahead and do it.
I had a lot of fun in the time I was in. We had an old fighter plane that the licensed pilots were refurbishing, and we spent a few months going over everything, and we finally, it was a P-40, which was a fighter plane in the Second World War, and we'd gone over everything, we'd run it up, and the engine ran okay, and everything was okay, and the day the pilot was going to take off with it, he got it all revved up, and he called the control tower, and he's ready for takeoff. Now, we've worked on this thing for maybe 2 or 3 months, checking the rudders, checking the flaps, checking this, checking that, and it's revved up. I'm ready to take off. Permission to take off. So, what's your inspection date? We didn't have an inspection date. Denied. Take it back to the hangar.
We ever get it up in the air and get it inspected?
No, because I had gotten out of it because I'd gotten a job and I couldn't make the meeting. Well, I'd gotten a job and it got difficult to make meetings. And then they moved from the place that was close to me to a place that was further away. And it got difficult to get there, so I had dropped out. Then later on, since I liked flying, I went to a place and I learned how to fly a seaplane. And I flew that for about a year. And then the equilibrium came in, and, it was like you're getting dizzy, you know. You want to do something, but it's like you just can't seem to focus. So he said, no, stop flying before you crash.
It looks fun. I have it pulled up here on the iPad. I'm probably going to read a little bit more about it, and, well, I have to sign off now, so 73s, it was nice talking with you. This is KO4 ULP, clear.